Well, today I want to look at Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. We shall read them in a moment. Sorry, Luke 10, 25 to 37. Now, James Street, we're in your little church, aren't we? And I think, you know, I can put my hands under my heart and say that we really do care and love each other. But, you know, I don't think it actually hurts for us to be reminded that we're actually commanded to love one another. You know, and that can be tough, can't it? Because people are all different. You know, like, we're like a bag of licorice all sorts, aren't we? We're all different. You know, some of you like those, the all licorice ones. Personally, I like the round ones with the little knobbly bits on. Okay, and some people like the coconut ones, don't they? So we all like different things. But you know, when you come together as a family, licorice all sorts wouldn't be licorice all sorts if they didn't have all sorts. And that's the same for us here. We wouldn't be the James Street family if we didn't have all sorts of people. But sometimes it can be tough to love everyone. You know, but we are commanded to love each other. We're also commanded, aren't we, to make disciples and be fishers of men. You know, in the Bible, Jesus didn't tell his disciples to listen to him. But he said, follow him, follow me. Watch how I do things and look at my relationship with my Father God. And discipleship is about relationship and journey. It's about living our lives as Jesus lived his. It's about helping people and it's about reconnecting ourselves. You know, we need to reconnect with our heads because that's got the knowledge. It's got the knowledge of Jesus' word. But that needs to connect with our hearts where we have such a love for Jesus and our hands and our feet because they take the faith into action. For faith without action is not what we're called to do. And you know, it tells us in Luke that when Jesus was teaching, there was a religious leader, wasn't there? And he stood up and he said to him, so what should I do if I want to inherit eternal life? And Jesus responded by asking the leader what the law of Moses said. The religious leader replied, didn't he? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength and mind. And it also tells us to love our neighbours as ourselves. So then Jesus told the leader that he had to command what the scripture said. And if he did that, he would have eternal life. But the leader wasn't quite happy there. He actually then said to Jesus, well, who is my neighbour? Who is my neighbour? And that's when Jesus responded with the story of the Good Samaritan, which is Luke 10, 25. Then an expert on the law stood up to test Jesus, saying, teacher, what must I do to get eternal life? Jesus said, what is written in the law? What do you read there? The man answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. Also love your neighbour as you love yourself. Jesus said to him, your answer is right. Do this and you will live. But the man, wanting to show the importance of his question, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbour? And Jesus answered, as a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, some robbers attacked him. They tore off his clothes, beat him, and left him lying there almost dead. It happened that a Jewish priest was going down the road. When he saw the man, he walked by on the other side. Next, a Levite came there, and after he went over and looked at the man, he also walked by on the other side of the road. Then a Samaritan travelling down the road came to where the hurt man was. He saw the man, and he felt sorry for him. The Samaritan went to him, poured olive oil and wine onto his wounds and bandaged them. Then he put the hurt man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he cared for him. The next day the Samaritan brought out 2 silver coins, gave them to the innkeeper and said, "Take care of this man. If you spend more money on him, I will pay it back to you when I come again." Then Jesus said, "Which one of these 3 men do you think was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by the robbers?" The expert on the law answered, "The one who showed him mercy." Then Jesus said to him, "Then go and do what he did." I just want to also share about a story about a boy called Raymond. He was born in 1975. At the time of his birth, he was reported to have a skull fracture and severe deprivation of oxygen, causing him to have extreme physical and learning disabilities. As he grew, he had more problems, 20 seizures a day. He was blind and mute, and he was unable to move any part of his body. On top of this, he had many allergies, and the only food that he could eat was a meat-based product made by an American firm, Gerber. It was a baby food company. But in 1985, Gerber Foods stopped making the food. In a real panic, his mother travelled throughout the country buying all the formula she could find. But in 1990, her supply ran out. Knowing her son would die without it, she went directly to Gerber Foods and she begged them to start remaking it so that her son could live. The company and its employees listened together and they took the unprecedented action, and together they volunteered hundreds of hours above their normal shifts and brought out the old equipment and made the food her son needed. They got permission from the food standards and they set up production. All of that for just one boy, for no profit and no personal rewards. Raymond died in 1995. Now, in the story of the Good Samaritan, the religious leader asked, "Who is my neighbour?" What he was really asking was, "Who should I love? Who should I have compassion for?" And Jesus answered with the story of the Good Samaritan. Now, as we look at this parable, we need to understand that compassion to all people is different in different situations. We can't just care for the people we like. That would be easy. The story in the Bible, maybe it was a very different situation that they found themselves in, but the issues remain today exactly the same as they did then on that road to Jericho. How will we respond when compassion is called for? Will we say, "I don't care, I really don't want to get involved"? Or will we say, "No, I don't care, I'm actually too busy, or I'm far too important to help"? Or will we care enough to stop what we're doing and help? What attitude do you think most people have in the world today when they see people in need? I don't mean medical need, because I'd hope and pray if people saw people in medical need, they would dial 999. But you know, when you see somebody hurt, homeless, how many of us would see a homeless person and give our own coats? You know, I'm one of those that wouldn't take off my coat. You know, I'd give them food, because one of our old pastors here, Malcolm J, he drummed that into me. Don't give them money, Alison, because they're going by the wrong things. Buy them food, give them clothing, give them the things they need. You know, and we know there's people around that will try and scam us. You know, I work at the RSH, and we know that there's a lady there, and if she sees someone's a nurse's uniform, she'll ask everyone, can I have some money for some baby milk? She doesn't have a baby, you know, but we now know that. You know, so I don't blame people for today for being wary. You know, and then it's my job as a nurse, we see many situations like that. I was mortified, absolutely mortified, when I went in to visit my granddad once, and he was in a wet bed. And the staff nurse said to me, the healthcare assistant's just gone on a break. She'll be back later. And I'm like, excuse me, are you... Sorry. Yeah, go back to care assistant. Okay, so I was mortified when the staff nurse said to me, the care assistant's just gone on their break. She'll change his bed when she gets back. The staff nurse was too important to give the care. That really makes me embarrassed and ashamed to be a nurse. You know, but it happens in every walk of life. You've only got to walk past the walking centre, and if you see one of our local homeless in the corner, you can guarantee all the people waiting to go in to see the doctor are in the other waiting room. They won't stay in the waiting room with a person who isn't dressed the same, who may smell. It's never done them any harm. And he's only there because he wants a blanket, usually. But you know, many people today will cross the road or walk the long way round to avoid those situations just because they don't want to speak to that person or even make eye contact. No compassion, no love thy neighbour, just concern for themselves. We all need to act better than that. But I'm saddened to say that we've probably all acted like that. You know, in the parable, the priest didn't even stop for a moment. He crossed the road and kept going. He didn't even get close enough to see if the man was still breathing. The priest was a man of God, but he acted out of pure selfishness. And as I say, this is how it can be today. Just pretend we didn't see that situation. We look that way, we can't see it, we can't see what's going on. And if we can't see it, we don't need to act. The next person to pass by the road was the Levite, who was a temple assistant. Unlike the priest, he did stop. He did stop to make sure that the man was semi-okay before he too crossed back over and went on his way without giving any help at all. Another man of God acting in a most ungodly way. Then another man walks down the road, as we know, and it was the Samaritan. And he was actually hated by all because he was known as a half-breed, part Jewish, part Gentile. And the Jews avoided them and they disliked them. But Jesus used the Samaritan, an enemy of the Jews, to stop and help the injured man. Now we are too called by God to show love and compassion to all humans, no matter what they look like, no matter what they come from, no matter what they might smell like. We are to show our faith in everything we do. In James 2:15-18, it explains this well. James 2:15-18. My brothers and sisters, if people say they have faith but do nothing, then their faith is worth nothing. Can a faith like that save them? A brother or sister in Christ might need clothes or food. If you say to that person, God be with you, I hope you will stay warm and get plenty to eat, but do not give what that person needs, your words are worth nothing. In the same way that faith alone does nothing, it is dead. Some say, you have faith, but I have deeds. Show me your faith without doing anything, and I will show you my faith by what I do. If your faith is deep enough, it needs to feel compassion for others. And we need to put things into actions to help them. And we are a great church for doing that. Our collection will go to those children. We collect clothes for Romania. We do a lot. But I think sometimes we just need to be reminded that we are to show compassion, not just in the church, not just to the causes that the church are supporting, but to our neighbours out there. You know, Jesus would never have turned anyone away, would he? And he certainly would not have crossed the road. But you know, it is really sad to say that in the parable of the Good Samaritan, you can see that in today's world. And you can see that in a lot of Christians' world. You know, and there are times when you can see non-believers helping out before Christians even stand up. We don't show compassion because we're religious, but because we need to live our lives like Christ lived. We need to show compassion in our actions and deeds because of our heart. Because God wants our heart to be like Jesus's heart. In the dictionary, compassion is defined as an intense feeling of sympathy and sadness for the suffering or bad luck of others and wanting to help them. And Jesus showed compassion, didn't he, in everything he did. In Matthew 14, you read that John the Baptist has been beheaded. And Jesus' followers go to him and they say to him, and they tell him what's happened. Now after Jesus heard that news, he got into a boat and he went to a remote area to be alone. Because John the Baptist was his cousin. And that's exactly how we would feel. Just give us time. We just need to grieve. But you know, the crowds found Jesus and they went there and they followed him. But he didn't say, go away, I need this time for myself. He actually felt compassion on them. He looked after them. He went on to turn the two fish and the bread into a feast for them all. You know, he looked after them. It's the little acts of compassion, you know, that make a big difference in life. You know, we don't have to do big things. It could just even be that smile, a warm smile to somebody when they're feeling really low can bring them right up again. Last week I was given some flowers, you know, and at a time when I was feeling low, to just receive something like a bunch of flowers to say that somebody actually, you know, actually they do care, they do love me, it just brings you back up again. You know, and the Apostle Paul addressed the church at Philippi and he spoke on compassion. Philippians 1 verse 8 reads, God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Jesus. To have the compassion of Christ, we first need to feel a heartfelt love to others. Luke tells us the Samaritan had no hesitation to help the injured man and care for him. He didn't stop and wonder what others might think of him. He acted from his heart. He took his own money and paid the innkeeper. And we must act from our hearts. The heart of Jesus. And with prayer. And with that relationship with God. We must make our hearts more like his. Compassion in Jesus led to positive actions. And it can in us too. Compassion is the heart attitude of God towards all of us. It's the heart attitude that we are to have towards others. So we too are moved into action. So how do you get that heart of compassion? Well, it doesn't happen instantly, and it's not something we can just learn. It takes time to develop such a heart. We need to grow closer to God. The closer we become to God, the more our hearts will become like His. And then we desire to walk the walk and not just give the talk. We need to get up and become a doer of the word. We are called to become men and women of action. We are called to love our neighbour. Who is our neighbour? It's the people we meet daily in our streets, in our workplace, here in our community of St Mary's. People we may never have met before. People who need our love, who need to hear the love of Jesus, who need to see our faith in action. My prayer for each of us here today and for this church is that we become the Good Samaritans, that we're willing to walk the walk. We're willing to come in line with Jesus' heart, and we will stay on the same side as that injured person. That we won't cross over and turn our backs, that we won't walk away. We can't help everybody, and that's not what I'm talking about today. What I'm talking about is about being compassionate and loving the people around us and the people out there. Put your faith into action. That's what they will see first. They will look at you and think, how do you act so differently? Do you know, yesterday we went to a conference and a lady was speaking. And she was speaking on how she had got to that relationship with Jesus. She was a Christian. And then her husband took his own life. And she found that hard. And she said 6 months down the road, she was getting back on her feet. And Jesus was helping her day by day. And then her 18-year-old son took his life. But you know, she is still a lady of God today. And with the love of Jesus and the love of the people around her, 3 years on, the joy that she speaks of Jesus is remarkable. So let's open our hearts. Let's make our actions count. Let all our words and deeds be compassionate and reflect Jesus in everything we do. As I said, he never turned away. He was never too busy. He never even played the trump card. I can't help you. I'm the Son of God. He never ever said that. He served. He listened and he cared about all he met. There are so many clips in the Bible that just tells you of Jesus' compassion towards others. In Matthew 9:36, it says, whenever he saw the crowds gathered, he had compassion on them. They seemed helpless to deal with the things that afflicted them. They were like sheep who had no one to shepherd them, and he cared for them. Matthew 15:32, Jesus gathered the disciples around him and said, I feel such compassion for these people. Matthew 20:34, with compassion, Jesus touched the eyes and immediately they received sight. Colossians 3:12, you are dearly loved by him and you can clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. So many times in the Bible it tells us how compassionate Jesus was towards others. And I just pray that we can have that in our heart too, that we can be compassionate towards all we meet and in whatever situation, that we don't cross the road, that we stay on the path.